Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah. Every time when I'm awake, all things I see, I know it's hard to believe, but it's from the Almighty. When the leaves fall from the tree, every plant that grows on land, when the waves flow in the sea, it's by His
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning a little bit about making the dhikr of Allah. We learn about it always, isn't it? Remembering Allah, taking Allah's name in everything you do. But do you know the importance of making the dhikr of Allah? And do you know why we do it? Well, does this make sense to you? Let me give you an example of your day and see how close to it you can relate. You wake up early. It's time for Fajr. Then you make your Fajr Salah and go back to bed. You wake up and it's time for breakfast, time to shower and get dressed, time to wear your uniforms, pack your school bag, get everything ready, rush, rush, rush for school. Get home again, have lunch and rush to madrasa. Come home again, do your homework, do your madrasa work, learn your sabak, have supper, play a little bit with mum and dad, and then it's time to sleep. Oh no, is this how your day goes? And as soon as your head hits the pillow, you drift off fast asleep. You promised yourself that today would be the day that you remember Allah a little more. So you decide to make dhikr in your bed. But as your eyes start closing, you get tired and drowsy. And as soon as you finished reading your dua for sleeping and your kalimas, you're fast asleep. Now this can be your day-to-day routine for little butterflies that are growing. It's difficult to take some time out. Maybe you see mummy and daddy rushing even more than what you rush. Sometimes you don't get to make as much ibadah as you like. But Allah tells us, "And whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed he'll have a depressed life." And Allah says, "Verily, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest." You see, butterflies, no matter how big or how small you are, your life can get hectic too. And if you're in school and have to go for all those extramural activities and everything else that you have to do in your little lives, sometimes you forget to make the dhikr of Allah. Mummies and daddies have it hard too, because they have to get you done. Plus they have to get done. Mummy has to cook on top of everything, and if she goes to work, she has to do that too. Mummies and daddies have lots of stress as well. But they have to find ways to remember Allah also. In fact, even more. But butterflies, how can busy mummies, hectic daddies, and little butterflies remember Allah in their daily lives? Do you know how we can fix our lives so that we can do everything we need to do and remember Allah? Today, inshallah, I'm going to teach you how. Allah has created us with a body and a soul. Now we know when we look after our bodies, when we eat, when we exercise, when we do good deeds, we nourish our bodies, isn't it? So we're looking after the body Allah has given you, isn't it, butterflies? But now when we make the dhikr of Allah, we are looking after the souls that Allah's given us. There's ways of remembering Allah in your heart and ways of remembering them by what you say. Now making the dhikr of Allah will keep shaitan away. It will weaken his strength. So you'll be able to do even more good deeds and stay away from the bad deeds. Dhikr takes away your anxiety and all your worries. No matter whether you're worried about something small like passing your tests or something really big, making the dhikr of Allah will make it easier. Dhikr gives you joy and happiness in your heart, and so you'll feel better to take on the day. And dhikr is strength for your body and your mind. Can you imagine that, butterflies? And the most important reason why we make the dhikr of Allah is for the love of Allah. We know that Allah has given us so much, isn't it? And so how do we thank Him? We do good deeds and we remember Allah. Because remember, when you remember Allah, Allah will remember you. Now let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, I'll tell you a little story. Stay tuned.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. Agar main ho gaya juda tumse, main ho jaunga badnaam. Sacha pyar hai ye zindagi ka, yaadon mein doob jata hu. Ek din ki hai ye zindagi, mere pyar ki kahani. बस एक ख्वाहिश है मेरे दिल की मुझे छोड़ के ना जाना तेरे प्यार की तारीफ करके मैं मेरे दिल को आराम आता है ये
Dhikr as part of your life. Little Aisha and little Muhammad were always busy. They had such hectic lives between school and madrasa, finding a little time to play with their friends. It was very difficult to do much else. Little Muhammad one day sat down with Aisha and said to her, "You know, my friends have a lot of time on their hands. They seem to be so calm and yet they're so good at everything. I asked one of my friends how they do it and they said they make dhikr as part of their lives in every step they take. Aisha, do you know how we can do this?" "I don't," said little Aisha. "But why don't we go ask Mummy? Maybe she can help us find out more." Little Muhammad and Aisha went to Mummy and explained their big problem. Mummy said, "I know a few ways that we can make dhikr in our busy lives and make it part of our routine. Would you like to learn how? Oh, yes, said Muhammad and Aisha. Well, said Mummy, the first thing to do is make dua and remember Allah's favors. When you read your salah 5 times a day, thank Allah for everything He's given you. Thank Allah for all the favors that He's given you. Thank Allah for the amazing blessings you have. Thank Allah and be deeply grateful in the bottom of your heart. When you thank Allah sincerely for everything you have, this is a way of remembering Allah with your heart. This is a form of dhikr. That's amazing, said Muhammad. Mummy, can you tell us another way of getting dhikr as part of our lives? Well, said Mummy, another way is remembering Allah in salah. If we remember our salah and do it at the correct time and with humility, then insha'Allah we'll remember Allah 5 times a day. If we do everything we can around the time of salah and we remember to read our salah on time, not rush through it, but read it well, then it will become routine and we'll read salah perfectly. This is a way of remembering Allah too. Aisha says, Mummy, I do that one and I remember as soon as the adhan goes to rush off and read my salah and then read it slowly, doing each position correctly. Well done, my child, said Mummy. Would you like to hear the next one? Butterflies, would you like to hear the rest of the story? Let's read on. The next way to make dhikr as part of your life is to make dhikr while you're doing your work. How do we do that? Asked Muhammad. Well, if you're busy doing your chores, making your bed, doing your homework, why not start everything you do with Bismillah? While you're helping me around the house, or whether you're doing anything, say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You don't need to think about it, you just need to say it. Another way of doing it is by listening to Islamic lectures and Quran. Another way is to listen to dhikr while we're driving or cleaning or listen to it onto the radio. Listening to Radio Islam can remind you of Allah too. Another way, said Mummy, is remembering Allah in your discussions. Maybe you're sitting with your friends during break time. Try and remember a story that you heard and tell your friends about it. Or maybe, while you're busy eating, you remind everyone to say Bismillah and read the du'as before and after eating. By remembering Allah with your friends, Allah will remind you and remember you in a better group, the group of angels. That's absolutely amazing, said Aisha. But Mummy, do you have any more? Yes, my child, said Mummy. I have one more way of making dhikr as part of your life. The best way is to make dhikr with our family. Let's make a promise that from today onwards, we can choose every day at a certain time and use just a few minutes together and make the dhikr of Allah. We can do it together as a family. And by this, we'll spend time with each other and we'll be able to bond, but we'll also make a way to get dhikr into our homes. That way, insha'Allah, we can be together in Jannah. The children were very happy. They learnt easy ways to make dhikr in their busy lives. Butterflies, I hope you did too. Insha'Allah.
He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made them all, Allahu Akbar? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.